Hi, my name is Stacey Fritz, and this is Fit to Order, the fitness podcast for people who want to eat, move, and breathe on the fit side of life and be open to their limitless potential. I'm glad you're here. It's time to inspire your evolution of fit. Well, hey, everybody. Welcome back to Fit and Episode 6, Clean Eating for Your Health. And yay, part 3, the finale of our focus on carbohydrates. On our last episode, we continued the conversation about carbohydrates with a focus on fruits and vegetables. Today is the last episode in the carb series and will be all about sugar. Hopefully you remember from the last two episodes that healthy carbs include 4 categories: whole grains, beans, fruits, and vegetables. But carbohydrates also have one category that is not healthy, the whites, and they include white flour, white potatoes, white rice, white bread, and any processed white carbohydrate. So drum roll, please. Today is about sugar, and it's also a part of the whites, sort of. You don't want to miss today's information about sugar. I'm going to focus on what is sugar and how the food industry has gotten quite clever in hiding sugar in the list of ingredients in our foods. What happens when you eat sugar? Insulin resistance and the chaos it creates in our bodies. The link between sugar and chronic disease. And how to finally break up with sugar. Over the years, Fit to Order has coached and counseled hundreds of nutrition clients. If someone asked me what the typical client struggles with in regard to nutrition the most, it would be a perceived dependence on sugar for sure. In full disclosure, this is a challenging topic for me as well. If you know me personally, Stacy, I am a recovering sugar lover. I tease, but truthfully, this is a really hard one to tackle, including for me. Even talking about sugar on this podcast episode makes me think of my favorite candy, jelly beans. And even though I did eventually break up with the jelly bean and sugar, I do understand the challenge. It wasn't until I fully understood the impact of sugar on my body was I then able to transition away from it. I want to give you the knowledge today to inspire the creation of your own unique fit plan. Take what you want from the topic and maybe you'll revisit the rest at a later date. I do know that the consumption of sugar, or should I say the avoiding of sugar, is by far one of the best decisions that you can make regarding your health. Before I share all the sweet details about sugar, I want to make sure you know the many names of sugar and how to identify them. Please note, sugar is sugar. The brain does not discriminate one sugar from the next. That includes your artificial sweeteners. The body does not naturally crave sugar, meaning two things. When you eat sugar, the body wants more of it. When you don't eat sugar, yep, you're not going to crave it. So the names of sugar. You ready? Table sugar, honey, stevia, truvia, maple syrup, dextrose, corn syrup, evaporated cane juice, brown sugar, agave syrup, raw sugar, molasses, fruit juice concentrate. And that's not a complete list. That's a lot of names for just sugar. So sugar, in summary, including all of those names, just remember this: all sugars are made up of a variation of glucose and fructose. Let me say that again. All sugars are made up of a variation of glucose and fructose. The sugar in foods and beverages, what happens is it bypasses digestion altogether and it just goes right for your bloodstream. So when you eat that sugar, you get a huge quick spike to the blood glucose and also a surge of blood fructose. So what's the big deal? Fructose blocks the burning of fat. And when you consume fructose, it goes straight to the liver because our cells, they just can't use it. The liver then changes that fructose into one of two kinds of energy, either glucose or fat. The problem is when a large amount of fructose is delivered to the liver, like my beloved jelly beans, It stimulates liver fat production. And we now know that the buildup of fat in the liver is the critical step in the development of insulin resistance. I'm going to talk about that term later on, but you need to know that the buildup of that fat in the liver is the important step or the critical step in the development of insulin resistance. Sugar in isolation is even more unhealthy than just that general white category that we learned in a prior episode. So here's what I want you to know. Restricting your intake of fructose-rich foods and beverages is really important if you want to stay away from unhealthy weight gain and maintain your health. So taking away those fructose-rich foods are going to be super important when it comes to gaining or not gaining weight and maintaining your good health. Where you find fructose in abundance is in soft drinks, fruit drinks, desserts, and yes, that includes candy, and your sugary cereals, amongst many other ones, but those are primarily the main categories. We now know that consuming sugar is so detrimental to your health that health experts recommend that no more of 3% of your total daily calories should come from sugar. So remember a few moments ago I mentioned insulin resistance. Let me tell you a little bit more about this and why you don't want that diagnosis. The insulin in your body works to store fuel, the distribution of fuel, and using that fuel for energy. When the body's use of insulin is not working correctly, that condition is called insulin resistance. So the insulin has a couple of jobs, right? And then when the jobs aren't being done well, that's what we're calling insulin resistance. It turns your body into a huge mess. Fuel storing and energy production become impaired. So insulin resistance turns the body into a mess. Your fat cells now become fat magnets. You will gain weight. Too much fuel will build up in the bloodstream and it can't be delivered to your needing cells and you're gonna feel tired. Finally, that fat will be sent to places that don't need it, including the muscles, the liver, and the heart. The fat cells in these areas are very, very dangerous. So what happens next is the scary part. Those fat cells release a chemical called adipokines. This sparks inflammation, which drives the development of our big killers: high blood pressure, abnormal blood lipid levels, type 2 diabetes, and heart disease. So let me summarize that, because that was a lot of information, I know. You eat excessive amount of sugar. Over time, fat builds up in unnatural areas, including your muscles, your liver, and your heart. Adipokines are released, that's that chemical. Inflammation is stimulated throughout the body, and now you have an increase of chronic disease. So that should be a little bit more simple to understand. Insulin resistance is an epidemic in our country, including 40% of the adult population and a growing number of our children. It is said that insulin resistance is killing more people in this country than anything else. It increases the risk of heart attacks, high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and cancer. Never mind that you're going to gain weight and it's going to accelerate the aging process. This is very troubling, I know, but there is good news. There's always good news, right? Avoiding or reversing insulin resistance is almost completely under your control. And yes, following the steps to Fit to Order's Fit Plan using our guidelines is a great place to start. I know I have your attention now. And how do you know if you have insulin resistance? Well, your doctor is the one who will confirm the diagnosis. But the markers, some things that you can raise your eyebrow are having high blood pressure, getting high triglyceride numbers, having low HDL numbers. If your waist is greater than 35 inches for a female or 40 inches for our guys, if you tend to gain weight right around that middle area, if you have high blood glucose, if you have a hard time losing weight, and if you're chronically tired or fatigued, those are some markers that indicate the possibility of insulin resistance. But remember, I'm not here to diagnose you or to tell you you have that issue. Your doctor and your partnership with your doctor and you will take a look at those numbers and confirm whether or not you have insulin resistance. Okay, so now what are you going to do to break up with sugar? We know it's bad for us. We know we should probably, if not avoid it, limit it for sure. How do you get rid of those cravings and live happily ever after without the jelly beans? Sugar. Just kidding. You want to stay in front of your hunger. You want to eat a lean protein at almost every meal. Keeps you fuller longer and stabilizes your blood sugar levels. Try and avoid artificially sweetened foods and beverages. They put us in a sugar overdrive and increase the craving for sugar. Remember, the body doesn't discriminate. And for sure, that's a concentrated sweet in our artificially sweetened foods and beverages. See if you can find cleaner ways to satisfy the sweet tooth. Fruit, dried fruit, frozen fruit bars, and my personal favorite, really dark chocolate. You want to try and limit all of the whites. And finally, if you can identify your sweet triggers, know the sweet that starts the spiral of cravings, perhaps maybe you can put those in the appropriate place, as in like having them or enjoying them very seldom or occasionally. Okay, my friends, are you ready to break up with sugar and the whites? Are you ready to feast on the four categories of healthy carbs? I hope so. And I really hope you enjoyed this series about carbs and have a clearer understanding of step two, how to incorporate those carbohydrates into your fit plan and how you set yourself up for success with a healthy fit plan for great health. This fit plan is a starting line to get you into clean eating habits. On next week's episode, episode 7, I'm talking about fat. Healthy fats, that is, and step number 3 of your fit plan. As always, thanks for taking time to fit with us. If you like what you heard, please take a moment and subscribe to the Fit Podcast. Share it with your friends and please send us your feedback. Thank you.